The destruction of Lebanon threatens future plans for children's ministry. A ministry supports a U.S. bill to increase volunteerism abroad, and campus ministry leaders gather to prepare for change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon's crisis is deepening as assassinations and bombings continue. Sat7's Debbie Brink says fighting threatens to derail plans for their children's programming, the majority of which is produced in their Lebanon studio.
This is a really critical time for us with our children's programming because our plan and hope has been to launch a 24-hour-a-day children's channel in September. And this office and studio will be the place where the primary amount of programming will be produced.
However, Brink notes Sat7 just got studio space next to their current offices. It's crucial for their team to make their ministry deadlines because
there's so many programs coming out of other parts of the Middle East for children, targeting them and encouraging them to consider martyrdom. And it's just such a negative picture of what a child should be seeing every day, and we provide a totally opposite perspective, one of hope and love, and it's an amazing contrast.
Next, a report from the International Monetary Fund indicates Mali's 2007 economic outlook is positive. This report bodes well for the incredible poverty in the country. However, that doesn't mean the needs have gone away. Partners International's John Lewis says that's why they're working with Pastor Noah in Timbuktu. Lewis says Pastor Noah has started education, water, agricultural, and other programs.
All of those things together speak to the local people that Christians really care, and in a sense earns them the right of being respected, because their Islamic traditions have taught them that Christians are infidels and people not to be trusted. And so Pastor Noah works very hard to prove that that's not the case.
Timbuktu prides itself on being the city of 330 spirits, so there's a sense of darkness. Pastor Noah recently received permission to open a Christian radio station, which he hopes will address that. You're listening to Mission Network News. Representatives from World Hope International attended a briefing on Capitol Hill in the U.S. They attended in support of the Global Service Fellowship Program bill. The bill proposes $50 million to send Americans overseas to work on development, skill transfer, and cross-cultural communication. The bill claims it will strengthen habits of citizenship and service. Hope Corps Director Debbie Hoover also shared her volunteer experiences at a congressional meeting. Next, Faith Academy for Missionary Children in Manila, Philippines, celebrated 50 years this year. Send International helped start the cooperative. About 550 students from several denominations and countries attended. Judy Severin, former principal at Faith Academy, says,
I think the greatest strength is that from day one, it was a cooperative effort for evangelical mission agencies. And that has continued to be the case.
Students travel up to 2 hours to attend. Severin says a visit there would look different than it did 50 years ago.
Korea is sending forth thousands of missionaries. So looking at our campus in the year 2007, you're seeing far more brown-haired, beautiful, brown-skinned young people and children as opposed to blonde-haired, blue-eyed, what we would consider North Americans or Europeans.
Severin's asking you to pray that qualified Christian teachers will be called by God to serve missionary children. And Life Action Revival Ministries is urging prayer for an upcoming event through their Collegiate Impact Arm. Their team's hosting the Second Institute of Campus Revival and Awakening at Yale University June 20th through the 27th. Many young people will be impacted by the campus leaders who are gathering. Pray that this gathering of campus ministry leaders from around the country will result in long-term fruit, transform campuses, spreading revival fires and spiritual awakening. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.